Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. South Korean media are reporting that 29 people have been confirmed dead after a plane caught fire at an airport in the country's south.
It had about 180 people on board. South Korean media says it exploded, and pictures are circulating on social media of smoke rising from what appears to be a crash site.
South Korea's emergency office said the plane veered off the runway after its landing gear malfunctioned and fire erupted. The plane was flying from Bangkok. At least one person was killed and two others left critically injured as tornadoes damaged homes and lifted debris into the air in and around the Houston area. In the town of Katy, Omar Godoy grabbed his nephew and ducked for cover.
You just see debris going in circles and you just see the funnel coming down.
This is textbook tornado alley weather, says CBS meteorologist Andrew Kozak, and he says you can expect more of it.
It's a very common setup with warm, moist air coming up the Gulf of Mexico, the cold air wrapping behind it, and of course, the clash of those two air masses giving us that moderate 4 out of 5 risk this evening. That moves further east as we head into the day on Sunday. We'll be tracking severe weather from Florida up to the Carolinas and southern Virginia.
Patience is required while traveling this post-holiday weekend. Stephanie Hench had been trying to fly home to Key West, Florida from Cleveland since Friday. She experienced delays and an unplanned stay in Atlanta. Finally, she was hoping to fly all the way back to Key West today.
Then the pilot got on and said, "Whoops, sorry, we're going to Miami, and then you're going to go on a bus to Key West for 4 hours.
Three firefighters are among the more than a dozen people injured after a high-speed passenger train slammed into a fire truck in Delray Beach, Florida. Ronald Martin is the fire rescue chief.
There were three firefighters that were transported. Two of them were trauma alerted or deemed critical at the scene. Their status has since been upgraded to stable condition.
CBS News correspondent Holly Williams tells us the latest Israeli military strikes in Gaza have finished the job of reducing the territory's medical system to rubble.
The last major health facility in northern Gaza, Kamal Adwan Hospital, is now out of service, partially burnt and destroyed following a raid by Israel's military. That's according to the World Health Organization. Israel claims the hospital was being used by Hamas. Now, the World Health Organization also says, and this is a direct quote, "The systematic dismantling of the health system in Gaza is a death sentence for tens of thousands of Palestinians."
There were anti-war demonstrations in the streets of Tel Aviv today. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Heal my pain. If I had a magic bullet, I'd clear my name. Long out of sight, but still on my mind. Though I'm older, wiser, richer, I can't rewind. One mistake is all it takes. One day you have it, next day it's gone. Now I'm damned if I do, damned if I don't. Though I'm older, wiser, richer, I carry the weight. could turn back time. I'd give an arm and a leg to foil my crime. Hindsight's 20/20, what's over is done. Though I'm older, wiser, richer, I can undo what I've done.
Welcome to a very special extended three-hour tour of the After Hour Show here on Max Inc. Radio. Rob Roberts here. Hope you had a great holiday weekend. And we're here to extend that fun with a bunch of local music that you can catch next week in early 2025. We just heard two in a row from the Altered Five Blues Band. We did that in celebration of all the podcasts from this last year here on MaxIncRadio.com. Almost a year ago, we talked to Sharon Davis and Steve Border of Madison Blues Society about all the upcoming events for the new year. You can get caught up with all the plans for 2025 at MadisonBluesSociety.org and hear the podcast again at MaxIncRadio.com. This hour's Double Dip of music and flashback to bluesy goodness is powered by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Come for the homemade food and beer. Stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com. Next up, Them Cooley Boys. See them with Armchair Boogie and Joseph Hubbard at the Majestic for their New Year's Eve celebration on 1231. This is a sign of the times on Max and Radio.
People standing in the streets, never been with dignity. People walking in a line, even stepping out of town, saying it's okay. It's just a sign of the times. Say it's okay. It's just a sign of the times. See, it's a strip to a chest, a look around.
Thank you. been hanging out of town, though, the end of low down rain. Watching good time, Charlie Friends is driving me insane. And up on shady Charlotte Street, both green lights look red. Wish I was back home on the farm, loading in my feathered bed. I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin dime, hard time, head on Church Street blues. Myself a picker friend, read yesterday's news, folded up page 21 and I stuck it in my shoe. They gave me a nickel to the poor, my good deed for the day. Folded up my old billfold and threw it far away. I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin dime, hard time, head on Church Street blues. Myself some guitar strings, the old black diamond brand. Strung up this old Martin box and I'll go and join a band. Now, yes, I'm gonna stay right here and pick and sing a while. Try and make me a little change as I get some folks to smile. I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin dime, hard time, head on Church Street blues. Chair to see if I could lose these thin dime, hard time, head on Church Street blues. I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin dime, hard time, head on Church Street blues. These thin dime, hard time, head on Church Street blues.
That was Chicken Wire Empire, and before that, Them Cooley Boys. The Chicken Wire Empire is at the West Bend, Wisconsin, and you just missed it. They were there last night, but don't panic. They'll be live in Appleton on 131 at Ice Dance with the People Brothers Band at Armchair Boogie. That's 130 to 21. This is my friends, Armchair Boogie, in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio.
There's a pile of rocks sitting at the corner of the field. I find myself on top of those stones. Shining down from the heavens, and they're shining so bright and so loud that I must hit my dang old head in the ground. That's the way it goes after a night like that. Yeah, last thing I remember, I was plucking the banjo, we were having all sorts of laughs. Would I do that to myself? Why would I drink my night away? Oh yeah, that's right, all my friends, they told me to do it. All my friends. Buy my woman too. Give me a pretty big beans, tater salad, far too much barbecue. All my friends told me to do it. I know that might seem like a bad influence, but they're how I get through it. All my friends keep me from feeling down. That's why I'm proud to throw a little of their way home. back. You can run away, or you can hide in fear. Oh, you can saddle up, you can head on stage, play one hell of a goddamn show. All my friends told me to do it. I know they might seem like a bad influence, but they're how I get through it. All my friends keep me from feeling down. That's why I'm proud to throw a little of their way in the hole. They keep me around.
That was Armchair Boogie on Max Inc. Radio in the holiday extended version of the After Hours show with me, Rob Roberts. We keep a list of all the local things that you can go see. And if you have a show that you're excited about, well, let us know about it. Use that Civic Media app. Text me, message me, email me. It's all there in the Civic Media app. And I will connect you to the shows that we see. And then you can connect me to the shows that you're going to go see. See how that works? That way we don't miss something that's coming up soon, like Mark Cross and Fat Function at the High Noon Saloon on February 8th. This is Shaking in the Boom Boom on Max Inc. Radio.
This old house is coming down. Light it up, burn it to the ground. There's no love within those walls. It's just a domicile and a port of call. It's not a place that you call home. Instead of coming on the telephone. Broken hearts and broken too. We're gonna bring it down with the shaking and the boom boom. We've been long. When the whiskey river overflowed, dysfunction atrophy, good Lord, hot damn. Should've seen you food the priest with a penitent smile, sheepskin on a
spree. Memories buried down underneath. It's the dark before the dawn, and we've been waiting for too damn long. Letting mats and some TNT, douse the floor with gasoline. Flick the match and lit the fuse, and we brought it down with the shaking and the boom boom. We've been long. Bombo. We'll be right back.
brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Where can you buy goods made around the globe, knowing your purchase is also making a difference? It's Ethical Trade Co. in Madison. Ethical Trade Co. is a nonprofit. Product sales help end modern slavery by creating more opportunities for the artists. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person 11 to 5 Tuesday through Saturday at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. EthicalTradeco.com. Goods for a better world.
Santa gets the headlines, but those that know, know Mrs. Claus runs the North Pole.
The Aaron Weber Group at Compass. Smart, efficient, and they always deliver. Not waiting till the night before like some people.
I can't hear you, you know, dear.
So when it comes to buying or selling in Madison, move to Madison.com and the Aaron Weber Group are the smart choice.
I've been hinting at moving to a new home for years. I'm tired of the cold. Move to Madison.com makes the nice list.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Ring in the new year at the Lazy Elf Lounge in Madison. Enjoy live music from Saturday Morning Cartel and free champagne jello shots at both 10 p.m. and midnight. Take $2 off Tito's mixers, 16-ounce cans of Bud Light or Miller Lite, just $2.50. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. Hungry? The delicious late-night menu will be available until midnight on New Year's Eve at the Lazy Elf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Visit LazyElfLounge.com.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Not sure that we can call this love, but I know this from first sight. I wanna give you a hug, girl. Maybe fuck on the first night. Me and you, eye gazing. Damn, your eyes so amazing. Picture us still in the show, walking in the front door. Dancing in sand under moonlight. Keeping you close because it feels right. I'm holding your hand because it feels right. I'm keeping you close because we're just mine. Take a chance of romance. We're doing this because we can. Let's take this chance of romance. I can't help it, girl, until I see you again. Cause you're my magnetic intoxication. I can't help it and I can't keep concentration. I can't help it. I can't help it. You're my magnetic intoxication. I can't help it and I can't keep concentration. I can't help it. I can't help it. I wanna see your body naked, girl, bathing by the ocean sun. I love the way you shake it, girl. No mistaking that you're the one. 2, 3, 4, 4. Sophisticated and I adore. Don't have to, but I give you more. Don't have to, but I want it now. Ooh, girl, the way you put it down. Ooh, girl, the way you make me, make you, make you, make you, make you, make me smile. Cause you're my magnetic intoxication. I can't help it and I can't keep concentration. I can't help it. I can't help it. You're my magnetic intoxication. I can't help it and I can't keep concentration. I can't help it. I can't help it. Until I see you again. 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 You're my magnetic intoxication. I can't help it, and I can't keep concentration. I can't help it. I can't help it. You're my magnetic intoxication. I can't help it, and I can't keep concentration. I can't help it. I can't help it. Until I see you again. Until I see you again, girl. Until I see you again, girl. Until I see you again, girl. Until I see you again, see you again, see you again, see you again. Until I see you again, see you again, see you again, see you again. Until I see you again, till I see you, till I see you, till I see you.
back from break, and we did it in style with the Adam Testify Band and then Chaos Revolution Theory, two bands bringing you the local sounds all across Wisconsin on Max Inc. Radio. All this local music goodness is powered in this half hour by Salvatore's Tomato Pie, Sun Prairie, Monona, Livingston Street, right here in Madison, and there's pizza, and then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatoretomatopies.com. Candace Griffin and then Cat in the Hurricane. This is Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Still.
This last year, we had Cat and the Hurricane in the studios, as well as Katie Scullin. You can connect yourself to the long list of local artists that we interviewed on MaxIncRadio.com. There's this amazing list of interviews as well. We turn them into podcasts after each week's show. Subscribe, get those local music sounds right there in your pocket with that magic smart device that you carry everywhere. This is Porch Hangs now on a very special version of Max Inc. Radio in the after hours.
Once again, it's the busy holiday season. Take the time to consider some financial moves before we turn the calendar to 2025. First, review your investment portfolio to ensure it is performing as expected and still fits your goals, risk tolerance, and time horizon. Next, consider adding to your 401k and health savings account. And if you have a flexible spending account, you'll want to spend any unused funds before the year ends or else risk losing them. If you have children, consider opening a 529 education savings plan, which allows for tax-free withdrawals for qualified education expenses. Contribute to an emergency fund to help cover 6 months of living expenses or unexpected costs, such as a major home or car repair. And if you're 73 or older, make sure you take your required withdrawals from your traditional IRA so you can avoid penalties. Finally, review your estate plans, especially if you've recently experienced changes in your family situation, such as marriage, remarriage, or the birth of a child. This is Clay Kanoki, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor at 715-421-0958. Member SIPC.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The death toll continues to rise in South Korea, where a jetliner slid off a runway in the southern city of Muwon and erupted into flames. 47 people now confirmed dead. BBC's Kyun Jong Kim.
Emergency services were attempting to rescue people first in the tail section of the aircraft, but the number of casualties is expected to rise as rescue efforts progress to the front and middle sections of the aircraft.
CBS's Jerika Duncan tells us Russian President Vladimir Putin has broken his silence on the deadly crash of an Azerbaijani airliner over Kazakhstan.
After 3 days of silence, Russian President Vladimir Putin today apologized to Azerbaijan for the Christmas Day crash of a passenger jet over Russian airspace. 38 of the 67 people on board were killed, but Putin did not take responsibility for the crash. Aviation experts and U.S. officials believe a Russian